They started out in 1967 as a British blues band. 8 years later, their music exploded worldwide as they became one of the most successful rock groups of the 70s. The History of Rock and Roll presents Fleetwood Mac.
You can take me to paradise. And then again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head. But it sure feels nice. You can take me anytime you like. I'll be around if you think you might. Love me, baby. And hold me tight. Your mood is like a sucker's wheel. You're changing all the time. Sometimes I can't help but feel that I'm wasting all of my time.
Fleetwood Mac and Over My Head, their first big hit from the fall of 1975. The band had gone through many changes since Mick Fleetwood got together with John McVie in the late 60s. At an English jazz festival in 1967, they met Christine, who joined the group and later married John. But the big change came in 1975, when John, Christine, and Mick met Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Stevie and Lindsey joined the band before they'd even jammed or played or... just from like Mick hearing them, then me and Mick hearing what they'd done. We went out to dinner and they were good people and we got on well socially.
For example, we knew that Lindsey was a great guitarist just from listening to him playing. On this tape that we heard, we knew that they were a couple of very, very talented people.
Yeah.
Rhiannon from the album Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie.
You see, when we made that record, like I said, there was such a rapport between Stevie and Lindsay and John, Mick and myself that we all knew we were going to make a really fabulous album, you know. In terms of whether we thought it was going to be as big as it was, that's another thing, you know, because we had a lot of faith in that record when it was released. You know, we even had to tell Warner Brothers. We even had to say, listen, sit down and you know. And it sold over 2 million albums.
Have mercy, baby, on a poor girl like me. You know I'm falling, falling, falling at your feet. I'm tingling.
Fleetwood Mac and Say You Love Me from the summer of 1976. Lead guitarist Lindsey Buckingham explained how the group creates their music.
Usually I just get the song together in my head, work it out over a period of time, and pretty much arrange it how I think it should be. And then when it comes time for the band to get together and rehearse tunes, we just throw everything out and see what clicks and what doesn't, and not spend too much time over rehearsing anything, you know, because a lot of spontaneity happens in the studio, and that's a really neat thing when the energy is at its highest and you say, yeah, let's try it like this, and you're in the studio and you're going, and it comes across, you know.
Next, Fleetwood Mac's first top 10 record, a song composed by Lindsey Buckingham, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with Fleetwood Mac.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own.
Go Your Own Way from the spring of 1977. It came from the Fleetwood Mac album Rumors, which was to sell more than 8 million copies and help make the band a leading concert attraction. One key to the success was a team of two attractive female singers, Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie.
We weren't striving to have like a sexy visual kind of a trip in the band at all. You know, we'd have been just as happy with finding two guys, you know, or something like that. The fact was that, you know, it could have been a disaster if Stevie and me hadn't. We don't compete. There's no way we compete with each other. You know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. I couldn't do what she does. She does what she does very well.
Listen carefully to the sound.
Fleetwood Mac and Dreams from the summer of 1977. It was their very first number one single and the most requested song at their live appearances, which were often more fun for the audience than the band.
Just to sit there and play the same note every night on the same song and end it exactly the same, you know, you're undermining yourself as a musician. Okay, well, I mean, maybe that's a bit heavy too. I mean, I'm not saying that we are brilliant musicians, but we are offering our musical ability to the public. I mean, that's why we're standing up there on the bloody stage, you know?
Christine McVie, who sings, plays, and writes for Fleetwood Mac. We'll hear one of her best compositions next on The History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll continues with the story of Fleetwood Mac. Don't Stop, one of several big hits from Fleetwood Mac's record-breaking album, Rumours. Co-founder and manager Mick Fleetwood talked about the effects of the group's spectacular success.
There's been obvious changes, but the band in general is a lot closer to the realness of what really goes on. You know, none of us are naive. Of course, we're earning huge amounts of money now, and that is just something which is very marvellous and pleasing to be part of, but it's not the be-all and end-all of why we've got to do anything. And from the outside, a lot of people I know for an absolute fact don't understand the workings of the band, but the one thing they can't deny that it does work.
Fleetwood Mac and You Make Lovin' Fun, the fourth in a series of hits from the 1977 album Rumors. Again, Mick Fleetwood.
I'm not a businessman, I'm just a drummer. And I love playing the drums and I love being involved with music and, of course, Fleetwood Mac, which has been my life. And that really goes a long way to describing the whole vibe situation in the band. We're not very involved in realizing, my God, we've done this and we are this.
In a moment, the history of rock and roll moves back to another artist who got started in 1967 as we begin the musical story of one of the 70s brightest stars. The legacy of Linda, next, when we continue. The history of rock and roll continues with Linda Ronstadt.
I don't care, you know. I mean, it doesn't affect me one way or the other. I figure you do whatever you gotta do. You know, if you gotta watch television 8 hours a day, if you gotta chant Hare Krishna, if you gotta play your guitar 8 hours a day, it doesn't matter. Whatever you have to do to keep yourself together, you know, it's okay with me.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I
In 1967, the liberated philosophy of different drum captured the spirit of a young lady from Tucson, Arizona, Linda Ronstadt. On stage, she rejected the trappings of a star. She usually appeared in t-shirt and jeans, with little makeup and no shoes. She also refused to wear a bra, which kept her banned from primetime television for a while. In 1970, Linda released her second album, which featured the single Long, Long Time. But the big breakthrough came 4 years later, when she released her first million-selling album and also her first number one single.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. You're no good, baby, you're no good.
From 1974, You're No Good, Linda Ronstadt's first major hit since the breakup of her old group, the Stone Ponies. Producer Peter Asher was asked if Linda had been familiar with the song before she'd recorded it.
She was. She'd been doing the song for some time in her act. And I'd seen her live a lot. And I loved her. I loved the way she sang and the song she chose and everything. I was very impressed with her. It was just a question of coming up with the right kind of arrangement. But the actual song she'd been doing for some time.
You're No Good came from Linda's first platinum LP, Heart Like a Wheel. The album also included a song that had been a hit for the Everly Brothers 15 years before.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been pushed down, I've been pushed round. When will I be loved? When I find a new man that I want for mine, he always breaks my heart in two. It happens every time. I've been made blue, I've been lied to. When will I be
When Will I Be Loved, from the spring of 1975. Later that year, Linda released her fifth album, Prisoner in Disguise. It included the guitar of James Taylor, the harmony of Mario Moldar, and this song.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of
Linda Ronstadt and the Tracks of My Tears, written and originally recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles 10 years before. Linda's producer, Peter Asher, was asked how they decide on what song she'll record.
It's just whether we like it, whether Linda can sing it, and in her case, particularly with the lyrics, whether the lyrics that she can mean, you know. She only sings songs that she can mean.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Well, that'll be the day.
The Day from the fall of 1976. It was an old Buddy Holly song and a hit for the Crickets nearly 20 years before. Early in 1977, Linda appeared on the cover of Time magazine and later that year scored big with a song originally written and recorded by Roy Orbison.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see
that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
The success of Blue Bayou confirmed Linda Ronstadt's position as a superstar in the pop, rock, and country fields. And in spite of her image as a carefree girl, she remained very serious about her art. Again, Peter Asher.
I would say she's a great deal brighter than people expect. I mean, I think if you have an image of Linda in your head, she's much more intellectual than people expect, and much more serious about her music, perhaps. She takes her music extremely seriously. I mean, she worries all the time about whether she's being good enough and whether everything's right, and she's extremely particular and perfectionist about her singing, you know. And music preoccupies her. Music is the most important thing to her.
Linda Ronstadt and It's So Easy. Linda's backup band included some of the finest studio musicians in Hollywood. Andrew Gold, Jim Gordon, Russ Kunkel, Nino Tempo, Bernie Ledden, Glenn Frey, and Don Henley. At one point, some of them got together to form a band of their own. We'll hear the story of that group next when the history of rock and roll continues.